All right, today we're going, Be'ezus Hashem, going to finish the sugya of the Ilanais. Let me just be misader in my own mind what's a bit of a confusing sugya. Seems there are three dargos, three levels of selling Ilanais. Anytime I sell a tree, the automatic assumption is that I can't force you to rip it out when it's alive. I can't sell you a tree and come to you the next day and say, alright, I sold you the tree, rip it out when it's still alive. The reason for that is, as I mentioned yesterday from the Kitzais, that if you use the word Elon instead of the word Eitzim, if I sell you Eitzim, then that's wood. Wood is something that's not growing. If I use the word Elon, I'm selling you a tree, the word tree makes clear that it's not Eitzim, it's a living tree, and a living tree has to be rooted in the ground in order to survive. So when it's alive, there's no question, I cannot tell you about the Elon. Now, when the tree dies, can you replant a second tree b'makaymai? So that appears to be our sugya. Our sugya is constantly talking about akar l'nach of azil, which the Rashbam says means kishe yisyavesh. So our sugya appears to be talking about whether you get the karka to replant a second time. There's a third level, and that is what we call mole oira v'salai. That when I sell you a tree, am I selling you the land around it for the purposes that you need for the purpose of harvesting it? Mole oira v'salai. So that is a Mishnah on Daf Pei Aleph. The Mishnah says if you sell someone three trees, you're selling him with mole oira v'salai. If you sell him two trees, it's a machlokes, Remeir and the Chachamim. The Chachamim say that you're selling it without Malei Oira V'Sala. And one tree is selling without Malei Oira V'Sala. So Kishani La'atzmi, when I'm learning myself, I would say the Sugya Daf Pei Aleph is one thing. It's talking about whether you're selling the tree with its Malei Oira V'Sala around it. And the sugya on Daf Lamed Zayin is something else. We're talking here about whether you can replant after your oika the tree. This is the way I would have liked to learn. It would answer two Taisus Kashas on the Rashbam. The Taisus on Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, and the Taisus we'll learn in a few minutes on Lamed Chesem at Aleph. Taisus asks on the Rashbam from the Mishnah on Pei Aleph. So Kishani La'atzmi, I would say that the Rashbam will answer no shaykes. The Gemara on Pei Aleph is talking about Malei Oira V'Sala, everything around it. The Gemara on Lamed Zayin is talking about replanting trees when you oiker it. They're two different shaylas. It's true that if you sell two trees, you're not selling Malei Oira V'Sala around it, as it says on Pei Aleph. Are you selling with the right to replant? So, Ayin Daf Lamed Zayin. That's not the sugya over there on Pei Aleph. This is the way I would have preferred to learn. My problem is that the Rashbam himself on Lamed Zayin Amid Beis asks from Pei Aleph. The Rashbam, the Bramaskel, plucked at Rabbi Kiva Rabbanon. He himself asks from Pei Aleph and he says that Shtayim Melei Karka Lav Rabbi Kiva. And he answers that that Mishnah you have to say is not Rabbi Kiva. Taisus asks, it's not Rabbi Kiva. If the Sefer is Rabbi Kiva, then the Reish is Rabbi Kiva. So I'm a little novuch in the Gemara as to what the guidelines are for Malei Oira V'Salai as opposed to the guidelines for replanting a tree. And every time we learn Karaka, I have to quickly look at the Rashbam and see what we're talking about. We're talking about Malei Oira V'Salai, we're talking about replant.
Is there a
That's my love salam. And here it's talking about Tachtav. It's very good. And then it would answer Taisa's Kasha. Taisa asks from that Mishnah. So it's good that the Rishbam Taka says it. I saw the Rashba also says it on that Gemara. So at least for Davaila, I'm a little like it's a tease because it's an easy way to learn. You put one sukkah, he's talking about one thing, was there something else, and it's less confusing. All the kashas on the Rashbam are answered. But the Rashbam himself appears not to say it, so I'm stuck a little bit. I don't know. One other nekuda regarding Ilanais. Rav Baruch Ber, later, in Yenis Sugya, it's Simin Nun Dalet in the Rav Baruch Ber, Ais Gimel, brings an interesting suffix from Rav Chaim. So Rav Chaim was misupik in these sugyas where you're selling the tree with the right to be yainik, but with the right to replant. Is the buyer considered a balabas on the karka? Or he only owns the use of the karka, peiros hakarka, the use of the karka. What he means is, if I sell it to you with Mali Ayra Vesalai, there's no question you own the karka. You have the tree and the ground around it. But when I sell it to you just with the right to replant, you don't get anything around it. All you get is the right, when it dies, you can replant. Or, L'chaira, even if you don't have a right to replant, but you just have a right for Yanika. What's the lumdis of that particular business deal? Is it that you own the karka, you're a balabas on the karka, either lazman, if it's a case where you can't replant, or forever, if it's a case where you could replant? Do you own the gufa karka? Or do you only own the peiros of the karka, the use of the karka? Because if you don't get any karka around it, you're not really getting karka. You're just getting the right to be yaynik from the karka. What's better if you're a buyer? And you buy a tree. And you take it to Besdin. They ask you, when you bought the tree, how did you understand? You're getting the karka with it for the yanika? You own the karka? Well, no, you just have a right for the yanika of the karka, the payers of the karka. What's better for you if you're the buyer? Huh? That's what I thought you would say. That's what everyone will say. Now, what's better for you? You do have the karka, you don't have the karka. Huh? That's a mistake. What do you gain by having the karka as opposed to use of the karka? Are you better off if I sell you a car or if I just sell you the right to use the car as much as you want? Let's say I tell you you can replant. I'm selling it to you. In the case of the Gemara, you're allowed to replant. Is that because you own the karka? Or is that because you have the right to the payers? The time says, at least in Eretz Yisrael, you're better off not owning the karka, because karka is chayza b'yayvel. When yayvel comes, if you consider yourself to be an owner of the karka, that goes back to the owner, now you can't replant anymore. If you learn that you only have the tree with the right of the use of the karka, even to replant, then it's enachai zebiyad. And as a matter of fact, Rav Chaim brings from the Rambam. The Rambam says, even in a case where I buy karka with the right to replant, but without molayar v'sal, if I buy karka with the right that when this tree dies, I can plant a new tree, the Rambam says, enachai zebiyadol. So Rav Chaim, we see that you don't own the guf hakarka, at least like the Rambam. The Rambam understood you own just the peiros hakarka.
If the land goes back to the original owner, do you still have rights to it?
It depends how you learn the original sale. It depends what the lumdus is. When I go to you and I say, sell me the tree, and we understand that it's only one or two trees, so I don't get land around it. I just get the tree with its yanika, And if you hold that you sold it by a yafa, I get the right even to replant it. If you hold that I get it with the right to replant it, what did I do? If I bought the karka, then when it goes back in yaiva, I'm out of mark. I have nothing. Because when it goes back every year, it goes back in yaiva.
But they can still go back in yaiva. So let's say a different owner.
It goes back to the original owner in yaiva, and then I'm left with nothing. Because if the lumdus is, I only have a right because I own the karka, then if I don't own the karka, I'm out of luck.
And if you have the rights and it goes back to, as I mentioned, it goes back to somebody else, a third guy.
It doesn't matter who it goes back to.
And you still have the
rights. No, if the lumdus is I have the rights, I still have the rights. If the lumdus is that I have the karka itself, then I have the karka itself.
So you could have more rights than the guy that bought it off the first owners?
Can I have more rights than the person I bought it from? Yeah, I understand. There's a person who owns it, that's Yerusha Savaisov. Reuven bought it from him, Lagamri. It's going to go back. Shimon bought only the tree and the pears of the karka. Could Reuven sell Shimon something which by him is part of the karka? Now we have a cloud that you can't. If that would be the case, then the answer to your question would be that if there's a third person, you would have to lose it on yet. You'd be part of, oh yeah, the Rama says you'd be part of Bikurim. Bikurim, you have to own karka. If you don't own the Gufa karka, you're part of Bikurim. They talk a mash like that from the Gemara, and they bring on Pebez. There's Shnei Ilanis. You're part of Bikur. Chinami, I'll be in Afghamina. Chinami, Peya one tree is always part of Peya. But, Chinami. So this is the way he learned the Lumdus. We'll see that it has a Shachas of the word today, but I'll call upon him, hopefully you will, but, alright, these are the Klolim of the Mechiras Ilanis. Let's learn the two Nahardois. The two Gemaras remain, the two members of Nehardoi, and Rava's comment on them. The first member, Amri Nehardoi. Ochlan ritzufim ein loy chazaka. If you eat trees that are planted packed together, too many to obey saw, ein loy chazaka, so you have no chazaka. What does that mean? That means that even if you ate all 20, there's supposed to be 10 trees, there are 20 trees packed in. So even if you ate all 20 trees, the pears of the 20 trees, you still have no chazaka. Why? So the Rashbam says, because it's oimid la'aker, it's oimid to be ripped out, which Tosfos on Lamed Vav Amud Beis said the Kavanas HaRashbam. That if it's oimid la'aker, you don't have. Now, what did Tosfos say? And Tosfos Nama Vavam Abeis and Mati Yud Labeisar. Over there, the Pirusha Kuntra said exactly the same thing. Tosfos and Mati Yud Labeisar said, Pirusha Kuntra, Pachas Mabeisar La Asara. If you have 10 packed tighter than a Beisar, have a Smichi Vyaisa, have a Kiyar, it's two packed together, Loi have a Chazaka. The Rashbam, Alam of Avon Mabeis, is exactly the same as this Nehardoi. The Tosfos says to Kasha, Hamuchik Bishmaisin, Rachel Sufin Havi Chazaka. Tosfos is asking from the next line in the Gemara. So we're going to learn the next few lines of Gemara. And to answer the Rashbam, we're going to have to try to see how the Rashbam could have learned this Gemara differently. Okay, you ask him? The Nehardoi say if it's packed together, it's not a Chazaka. That was the Rashbam Shita on a daf ago. Tosfos says, but that's not the Maskana. So we're going to learn up this Gemara, and we're going to see if there's a different way to learn that it is. Maybe it is the Maskana. So we're going to come back to it. First, let's learn up the Gemara. Amri Nehardoi, Achlo Ritzufim Ein Loy Chazaka. Packed together is no good. Maskeflo Rava, Elameyat Haimishu Das Pasta. This pasta, which is planted close tightly together, but my koni lay. How you kinda? Yes, pasta that's packed close together. Alamar Rava machmetufim mele karka changed the girsa in the Hardoi. They weren't talking about chazaka at all. Talking about whether someone who buys the karka, the ilanes ritzufim has karka, and there machlan close together ain loy karka. What does it mean ain loy karka? What does it mean? It means when it's alive or when it's dead. Rosh Brown doesn't say. So we'll assume it means that you can't replant it. And when it dies, you can't replant it. So ain loy karka. The Rashbam has two pshatim in the kasha from Aspasta. One which is an unusual pshat, and one which is a more usual pshat. The first pshat of the Rashbam. I mean, it's not just to replant. There's Malay Arvasala too. It's everything. Because it's more than two trees. It's 30, it's many trees. So when you say ain loy karka, no, I meant to say ain loy karka means he doesn't have want. No, the first Nardoi said ain loy chazaka. Right. So the Gemara has a kash on that. The guy's tiny. Ain loy chazaka means he's tiny. He bought it and he lost the shtar. So he wants to have chazaka. So ain loy chazaka means he doesn't. 3 years don't have. So maskepla rava. So we change the girsa. Ain loy karka. When we say ein loy karka, what does that mean? It means that we're not talking about chazakas anymore. Everybody agrees. I came to you, I bought the trees from you. I'm saying it means with the karka, you're saying it means without the karka. So Rav is saying ein loy karka, since trees like this are not going to be there permanently, so I have no karka. I'm aware of a salai zichadone. Does it mean I have to rip up the trees when they're alive? I'm not. Because if I said ilan, it means not. But it's not going to be there permanently. They should have a right later to replant because it's not a normal way of planting a field. The Rashbam brings two pshatim in the kasha. This is important. You'll see why. The first pshat in the Rashbam is that the kasha from Aspasta lavat kafta ma'al yisahu is not really a good kasha. It's easy to answer. The Rava knew. The kasha of Aspasta is a shvacha kasha. Because Aspasta, it's normal to pack things packed, plant things packed. And trees, it's not normal. Lava kaftamal, you see. So it's not a good kasha. Why did Rava answer it? Why did Rava ask a kasha that's not a good kasha? Teretz is because Rava said, better than to answer this teretz, that Aspasta is different. It's better to be mishabish nardoi. I know it's possible to answer the Hardoi. It's possible to say Aspasta is different. But better than to answer it, it's more mustava to me to just change your girsa that they didn't say the Hazaka in the Karka. But important to note that according to the first pshat, his kasha is takadadish taka kasha. Then the Rashbam says a second pshat, yesh lefarish. It could be a second pshat. The second pshat is gebayt. If it's the derech by Aspasta to plant them close together and then be eiter them, if that's the metzius, then the Gemara's kasha is a good kasha. So two pshatim in the Rashbam. So this is Rava. Frek the Gemara. Now, Omer Rav Zeira Kitanoi. I hope you all understood. Rav Zeira is asking a kasha. Amr Rav Zeira Kitanoi, we had Kitanoi in Shas 100 times, and it wasn't a kasha. Usually it's a statement. You're saying something, we have a shayla, we say Kitanoi. Sometimes, when there's a machlaikis amiroim, you say Lema Kitanoi, it's a kasha. It's machlaikis tanoi. Rav Zeira here is asking a kasha. Now pay attention carefully in Chap why it's a kasha. Amr Rav Zeira. You, Rava, just said, Machlan Ritzufim Eimai Karka, Kitanoi. That's a Machlaikas Tanoi. Kerem Shun the two Alpachas Me Arba Amps. A Kerem that's packed too closely together. Begavi Hilchas Klayim, is it a Kerem or not? Lamai Nafgamina. A Kerem, you have to be Marchit Dalet Amis, Alpachas Klayim. And a single vine that's not a Kerem, you only have to be Marchit Gimel Tfachim. So the kasha is, the shaila is a pack together kerem have a din kerem or a din of a vine, of a single vine? That's a machlokes. Kerem shem the tuapos me'arba'am is shimon oime ain't a kerem. It's packed closely together, it's not a kerem. It doesn't stay this way. The chachamim oime me'arizu kerem v'rayis emtsam kiloeinam. It is a kerem. We pretend the middle ones are not there. What's the machlokes of shimon and the chachamim? So the Gemara later has two pshatim. On Kuf, what is it? On the Kuf Beis. The Gemara says either they argue if Seifa Liyaker. When you see a Karen packed closely together, do you assume it's Seifa to rip out the middle ones? Or, even if it's not Seifa Liyaker, since this is not normal, do you say a not normal Karen is a Karen? He wants it that way, for him it's a Karen. Or do you say, Batla Daita, it's a Kol Adam, and it's not a Karen? There are two lamdasin in the machlaikis, which are really lamdasin primarily that have to do with Hilchas Klayim. So the Gemara says, Akrab Zera, you said, Macharitzu for me, my karka, kitanoi. Why is this akasha on Rava? Why is this akasha? Anybody? Yeah. This is akasha on Rava. Rav Zera is telling Rava, you are going to come out like you're going to come out like Rav Shimon, Kitanoi. You're coming out like Rav Shimon. This is where Rav Zera is telling Rav. End of sugya. Therefore, what? Not clear. Rav Zera is arguing. Rav Zera is tefreden. Very not clear. It's a statement. So let me tell you, there's a Rambam in Hilchas Klayim who paskens like Rav Shimon. The Rambam paskens like Rav Shimon. The Mefarshei Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah, says, isn't that strange? We pasken like Rav Shimon against the Chachamim? And the Kesef Mishnah tries to find the Makar, he brings the Yerushalmi, and he says, there are two Girsas in the Yerushalmi, if you learn the Yerushalmi this and this way, you can answer the Rambam. The Tosis Yom Tif also, in Mesechtas Klayim, in the beginning of Parakeh, has a hard time. How could the Rambam pass like Reb Shimon, when this Mishnah is brought? How could the Rambam pass like Reb Shimon against the Chachamim? Yes, some Tanoim, Rabbi Yossi, sometimes Rabbi Kiva, we pass him against the Chacham. Or Rabbi Shimon, we don't pass him against the Chacham. See, also is Matmiya. However, the Ram says, you know why we pass him against Rabbi Shimon? The Ram says, we pass him against Rabbi Shimon because Rava holds like Rabbi Shimon, and Rava is a Basra. Rava Basrayu. And Rava holds like Rav Shimon. The way the Ran learned the sugya, I'm stumped the Rambam, is Takanana. Rav Zavid says Kitanoi. It's Tanya Chiddush. Rava is Rav Shimon. And we pass like Rav Shimon. Okay, that's one way to learn the Gemara. It's a Chiddush Atzum. That you pass like Shimon against the Chachamim. But we find, it's not the only time we find you pass like a Yachid. If Rava passed him that way, we passed him that way. He has Nardoi that he's saying, hold him. It's one way to learn this Gemara. The second way to learn the Gemara is in the Rush. The Rush says that we pass him like Rava. I, Rav Zeira's Taina, that Rava Kerev Shimon. So the Rush answers a teretz. It's an unusual thing that the Rush should answer something, the Gemara Sakasha, and the Rush should say a teretz. But he's saying that Rava holds Klayim is different than Hilchos Karkois, Kinyan Karka. You can't compare Klayim to Kinyan Karka. By Klayim, Avidi Inchi Denati Hachi. That by Klayim, since some people plant this way, it's enough for Hilchos Klayim to be Aser. If some people plant this way, it has a Din Kerem. You don't say batel daita. But liya kinya karka, it's different. Hilchas kinya karka, since it's not oimid l'skayim, it's eventually going to be ripped off, ripped out. So you're not kind of the karka. So kinyan is different than klai. In other words, he's saying, there's a machloikis rav and rav zera, that's the lashon of the rush, that pasak harif hilchas akarav, is taka, rav zera is taka yasin akash. And we pass it like rav. I, rav zera is kashas, so we have to say teretz, and the rush is a teretz. That's a second way to learn. So again, like the Rambam and the Ran, there's no machloikis. Like the Rosh and the Rif, there is a machlaikis, but we pass the like Rav. Zata Samsaif. In the Tshuva, Chayshemish Basim and Kuf Tes, it's also in the Chidushik Samsaif on Bava Basra. He says, let's make a Cheshbin this Gemara, the way the Rosh went. Nardoi say, Kaka Ein Lazach. Maskiflor Reb Zeira. Now Reb Zeira is arguing on Rav. But how does he tackle learn in Hardai? What does he mean? Reb Zeira is not explaining himself. We're learning it's a kasha. Kitanoi. It's a kasha. Taka, what do you hold, Reb Zeira? Zot Asaf Seifer. Reb Zeira will say, stay with the first girsa in Hardai. Reb Zeira is tying to Rava. What are you doing? You're being mishabish a girsa in Nardoi, you're changing the girsa in Nardoi, and plugging them in like Rav Shimon against the Rabbanim. Bishlama the Nardoi had said so clearly. Nardoi said, you're passing Rav Shimon. Fine, I'm passing Rav Shimon. But Nardoi never said such a clear thing. You're coming, and you have a kasha, and especially like the first pshat in the Rashbam, that your kasha is really lavat kaftam al yisahu. Really, it's not even such a good kasha. Just you all mitzara svara to be mishabish the girsa and to say eloi karka zok rav zvid that's ketanoi memela, don't change the girsa and stick with the original girsa. That's the pshat of Rav Zvid. It's a very gishmak pshat of the Gemara. If you go with that pshat, alav at kaftam al yisu, so it's a very beautiful pshat. It's a gishmak pshat. That what Rav Zvid is saying is, go back to the original pshat of Nardoi. Don't change a girsa. Get involved in the machlokes. Go back to the original pshat. What do we gain with this chasam sefer? We gain a tremendous thing with the chasam sefer. Chasam sefer says so. We gain, if you turn back to Lamed Vav Amud Beis, Taisus Memati Yud Lebeis Sar. Taisa Pirush HaKodesh. Rashbam says, with Sufim is not a chazaka. Fractisis a nira, mukhach bishmaisin, the offer with Sufim have a chazaka. The paruch rabba and a doy, alamayat is the highest pastor by my karila. Fractisis, that's not the maskana of this Gemara. It's not the chasam sefer. What do you mean it's not the maskana? It is the maskana. So Rav Zvid is saying, go back to the original girsa that Ochlam Ritzufim Eilei Chazaka, and that is the maskana of this Gemara. Very geshmak. So Rashbam is saying that Pshat Reb Zvid is Ochlam Ritzufim Eilei Chazaka, and that is the way the Rashbam learns on Lamed Vav Amud Beis. So Mimela, it's very geshmak. The Rashbam's psak comes out three ways to learn Reb Zvid. We have the way the Rambam apparently learned, the Ran clearly learned, that Reb Zvid is not arguing. He's saying Rav is Reb Shimon. And then we stay with the second girsa. The way the Rosh and the Rif are learning, that Rav and Reb Zvid are arguing, we pass the like Rav, and we have to say a teretz to answer the kasha. And we pass like the Chachamim by Klai. And number three, the way the Sefer is learning up, like the Rashbam, that Reb Zeira, we halach is like Reb Zeira. Because Reb Zeira is saying, go with the first girsa in the Nardai. He also learns he's asking Akasha. And go with the first girsa in the Nardai. These are the three ways to learn the Gemara. And let's what's very geschmack about it is that it answers the Rashbam from the previous Gemara. Okay, so much for the first Nehardoi. The Rashbam, if you look in the Rabbeinu Gershon, Mochron Ritzufim, it's just a little strange. The way he learns Mochron Ritzufim in Leikarka, the way he learns the Maskana, Mochron Ritzufim in Leikarka, he says, Mochron Ritzufim, Shayin Etum, Yesim, Mate Asor Lebesar, Eilu Lelekech Parka, the Choshevu Kayar. Look what he says. Ma Yar, Loi Mochar Ela Leitzim, Hainami loymocha elo la'etzim. Sounds like he's learning ein loykarka means you have to rip up the tree now. Not the way I learned the Gemara. That it's just that when it dies you can't replant. But he seems to say mocha ritzufim, you have to rip up the trees immediately. Loymocha elo la'etzim, all you can do is cut it down and get the wood. But you're reading half a sentence. He's saying, "Loi ochlo kemazaki inchi demun lekayim el lakav l'sharish." Right? He doesn't say you have to. It could be he holds you do. But here, the words he's saying here is it's not a normal chazaka because these trees are not right to stay. They're only right to be uprooted. But if I want to plant trees, no, I better to plant trees close by. If I want to plant trees close by. Right, the Gemara Kuf Bei says by a kerem that's planted closely, it's a machlekes of batla daita. It's a kalada or not, but people will put it that way. So hard to me to understand. Lemachan elala etzim. The way we learned, if you say the word elon, it means elon. It doesn't mean etzim. So it's hard to understand the Rambam. When the Rambam brings Machron Ritzufim Ein Lekarka, he says L'Kshis Yadosh. Doesn't mean you have to rip it up now. Not like Rabbeinu Gershon. He says L'Kshis Yadosh, which is the way I think it's we would learn the Gemara Pashut. Why should you have to rip up? Someone bought a land with the trees packed closely together. He knows what he bought. So not an aveira to buy trees that are packed closely together. Person would be able to tell him, I only sell you Eitzim. The Tzaisa's Lashon is that it depends if you use the word Elon or use the word Eitzim. If you use the word Elon, it means a tree. Okay, second member of Nehardoi, Amri Nehardoi, Haiman Gezavin Diplo Lachavre. If you buy a Dekel, and I suppose this means any fruit tree, Haiman Gezavin Diplo Lachavre, if someone sells a tree to his friend, Kanilei, and Shifulei Atahayma. He owns the land from the bottom of the tree, Atahayma, all the way down, as far down as you can go. If the person wants to make a tunnel underneath, he has to get rid of the rights from him for this karka. Kanilei Mishifulei Atahayma, you own the karka all the way down. Maskifla Rava, Valaimale, Kurkuma Derishka, Zavinilach. Why doesn't he tell him, I sold you Kurkuma Derishka, which is something that you let it give payris and then you rip up the tree? Akar Kurkuma Derishka Vizil, rip up your tree and go, take your payris and go. So again, Rava has to change the Pashup Shad in Nardai, Elama Rava. The person is saying that you sold me the tree and you said the feirish that you're selling me the karka also. Just the taina needs a chazak of gimel shanim. So Nehardoi saying, konilei mishikulei atahayma means for chazakah. So the two Ravs, he's changing roles. The first Nardai seemed to be talking about Chazaka. He said they're really talking about Karka. The second Nardai seemed to be talking about Karka. He says, no, it's really talking about not Karka, it's talking about Chazaka. That's what he says. We have here Machlokes Rashi, the Rashbam and Tosfos, Tab Tosfos. Karelei Meshipulei Atohaima, Perisha Kuntris. The Rashbam is very consistent. When we talk about trees here, we're talking about the karka to be able to replant. The kashalari, it's the same kashin. You can't replant. The nirulari, the loikonim. Now the Rashbam will answer, like we said earlier, that's talking about mali ayra v'salai, and this is talking about replanting. The nirulari. The loikani makim ilan ella leinyan shelo yuchbar zeh chalal tachtav loikani layat tahayma. What does that mean? How do you understand the reed? Just pasha taich. I buy a tree. It's the first type of tree. It's a tree that I only own until it dies. When it dies, finished. It goes back to you. Yet, I own the tree because of how it's alive, all the way down. If you want to make a tunnel under the tree, I could stop you. What does the Rashbam mean? What does Taisus mean? If you dig the tunnel, it's going to be mazik my tree, or it won't be mazik my tree? If it's mazik my tree, it's pashit. The words atahayma sounds like even if it's not. If you might, of course you can't be masik my tree. Elamahi means you're not masik my tree. If you're not masik my tree, then why can't you dig? If I only bought one tree, I bought one tree, I don't have karka. I only have the right of Yanika because I said the word Elon. So then the Dibris Maisha is Matmiya on this. He says he doesn't understand what the case is. If it's Yamazik the tree, so of course he can't do it. If it's not mazik the tree, why can't you do it? I don't own the karka, I only own the tree. Calls a man that the tree is alive. When it dies, I have to leave. So the Moshe says he doesn't understand. Maybe it's talking where you're tiny, it's not mazik the tree, and I'm tiny. Maybe it'll be mazik the tree. I have an assumption. I could say, I'm afraid, there's an assumption it's going to be mazik, and you don't dig. Tree eventually will get bigger and the roots will go deeper. So it's magic for the future. So maybe that's the case. If because the declare it, if right now it's not magic the tree. But maybe it'll be magic in the future. You know what? I would look into Dibris Maisha again to see if that's what he really says. I didn't understand it that way. But maybe that's what he's saying. If it's so far down, the tree will never have roots that far. So then Ramesha says, you don't understand. How can you stop him? It's his kasha. His test won't help. So maybe he means a stomach, you could say. Maybe it'll be mazik. I was only thinking, according to Reb Chaim's clair, Reb Chaim is really talking where you do have a right to replant. But if you go with that clair, then when I buy a right to your karka, and I have a right to Yanika from your karka, does that mean I own the karka for the Yanika? Or does it mean I only own the right of Yanika? If you learn that I own the karka mamish, so maybe you could understand that's what it means. Atahayma. My mamish owned the karka. Now, of course, when my tree dies, I don't own it anymore. It's a kinyanless man. Maybe that's the chiddush of Nardai. Nardai are telling us one side of Reb Chaim Safik. The Nardai are saying, when you buy a tree and you only have a right to Yanika, in the Beis Medrash, the Nardai was sitting in the Beis Medrash, declaring Reb Chaim's Chakira. Reb Chaim again is by when you have a right to replant. They were declaring when you don't have a right to replant. Do you own the Guf HaKarka or not? Nardai said, yes, you own the Guf HaKarka. Mela, you can do whatever you want. You can stop him from digging there. You can stop him. I said, I never saw a chaser. If you're not chaser, why could you? Are you? If you stop him, you could stop him. So that's what they were saying. Or if it's Reb Chaim's player, then they're Adoya saying like one side of the Reb Chaim. He's saying, that Meicha Ba'an Yafa Meicha, according to you're talking about the Ri, like the Rashbam. Let's see. According to the Ri, it's gone at everybody. Like the Ri has no shaitis, because we're talking now that I have a right for Yanika right now. And the question is, do I have a right for the Tahaim also? So there's no shaitis to Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim, right? So right now I still have a right feeling. According to the Rashbam,
no,
you're right. That's true, but that's, you're right anyway, because the Ri's kasha is kind of basically lot. It's basically way my karka, and we said that. Oh, 1 second. The Rashbam says that's the like Rebbe Kiva. Tysus himself said it's a daichik, right? The big Tysus. The daichik say the Reish is not Rebbe Kiva, and kind of basically lot. It's basically way my karka is Rebbe Kiva, according to Tysus. Tysus doesn't hold the chiluti mali arvasala and replanting for whatever reason. So the Nirul Ari L'chayra has to go to Rebbe Kiva too. It's going even like Rebbe Kiva, and like kana Beis Ilana is in like Karaka, because the Rishita is that Rebbe Kiva and the Chachamim are going on Sholosh Ilanas, right? I like the Rashbam. The Rashbam said Shtei Ilanas, and the Rashbam said Shtei Ilanas. The Tosfos said Shlosh Ilanas. It's a male. It has no shaykh. There is a third shita here in the Gemara, the Rajba. The Rajba shita is that Konilei Meshifulei Atahaima means you mamish own the karka of the place of the tree. When the tree dies, you own the karka itself. I daf hey aleph, it says Einlei karka, that means Moli Erev Asala. Well, you have a salary you don't own. When you buy a tree, you own the land of the karka, of the tree itself. That part, very geschmack, I have no problem with it. Very geschmack. I buy a tree, one tree, I get zero karka around it, but the tree is 5 feet across, that circle, that circumference, that I own, the karka under it, no problem. But Sabta Rajba, interesting. The Rajba says, you don't have a right to replant. You own the karka without a right to replant. You only own the karka that you could use it, to spray out peiris, or you want to put a shtemda there and sit and learn. You own the karka, but you can't replant. As I stated in the Rajba before, the kasha is, why it should be that way? Rabbi Baruch Ber in Siman Nun Dalet in Sukkot and Bay, Ois Bays, he says, what's Shad in the Rashba? He brings that it's also Ramban and the Ritva. I don't know if I didn't see it, but he brings the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ritva all say, if you buy one tree and the tree dies, you own the karka of the tree, but you have no right to replant. So they ask yourself, Frek Rabbi Baruch Ber, it's a Pella. The Mishnah in the Daf Chafei Amid Aleph, the Mishnah says that I'm allowed to plant my tree at the edge of my property, even though your property is right next door and I'm getting yinika from your land, provided that the roots are deep enough that it doesn't affect your plow. Your plow blade shouldn't get ruined by my roots. But as far as yinika, I'm allowed to plant right next to your karka. Even though I'm being yoinik, I'm getting sucking all the vitamins of your character. It's mutter, what? But there it says you could. There it says you could plant. Whatever cheshmi you're going to say, it only says the only exception is the exception of the shroshim. So if that's the only exception, why? You only have to be marchik ilan min ha'boyer. If it's going to go into the bar, you have to be marchik. But from a sadeh, you don't have to. So Frechter Baruch Beh, what's going on? You have a right. That right grad is from the Takonas of Yeshua ben Nun, I believe. That he made a Takonah that everyone has a right, even though I'm Yainik from your land, but everyone has a right to plan to be Yainik. So Frechter Baruch Beh, what's the difference if I planted my field, which is next to your field, and I'm Yainik from you? Or if I own a circle that's five amas across, and I plant there, I'm Yainik from you. What's the difference? If it's Rav Baruch Beh with the Chaki Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim declared, when you have a right to replant, do you own the karka or you own the use of the karka? Rav Chaim said, since it's not Chayza B'Yavel, it's a raya, you only own the use of the karka. And as I, he said, the Rosh was very geschmack. When did Yeshua bin Nun make a takana? If I own karka, I'm allowed to plant in my karka, even though it's yainik from you. That takana is only for someone who owns karka. Someone who doesn't own the karka, just has a right to use the karka, there's no takana. So there, the Rashba holds, you have no right to replant. There was no takana that I could be yainik from you. And there, I don't have a right to replant. That's what Baruch Beh tells. So Akapana, we have three pshatim here in the Nardoi of Konila Tahaima, Rashi's pshat that Rashbav pshat that you can replant, Taisus pshat that you own it, you can't replant, you only own it that people can't dig under it, and the Rashbav's pshat that you own it for all use except for replanting. Sakti Gemara, Amalei Bar Kshisha Vareid Rav Chisla Rav Ashi, Kukum Adarishkum Azavin Lam, I have a Leila Mevid. If I sell you a kukum and a rishka, you're going to get a chazaka. How do I stop you? You buy a leilam chuyay. So this we had in the Gemara earlier on, what was it, Lamed Dalid, Lamed Hey, Lamed Beis, that if I give you a mashkata de surah, I give you a land as a mashkin, how do I stop you from getting a chazaka in 3 years? I'm letting you be there. So how do I do it? You buy a leilam chuyay. You have to make a machoah, even though the person is not doing anything wrong. Just to make a machoah to prevent a problem. Same Gemara as we had earlier. So same thing, we said if you have a worker, an artist who works in your field for 3 years, even though you're letting him be there, he's doing the right thing, but you should make him a cha so that he shouldn't get a chazak. Akan the sugya of the Ilanais. Okay, Mr. Hashem, tomorrow we're not going to do more than the Mishnah tomorrow, but we're going to learn the Mishnah tomorrow. Please keep up. We have a goal in the next 4 weeks until Tu B'Shvat of trying to make it to Olam Haba.